Good morning, friends. It's time now for our 7 o'clock Spotlight Song of the Hour. Every morning we take a look at an old classic song, see what the backside to it was. Very interesting song this morning. It's a Christmas song. Check this out. Up on the Housetop. Boy, we've been singing that all of our lives. Listen to the history behind this. Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus. Well, check it out. This is a Christmas song that was written by Benjamin Hanby in 1864, and that is historic. It makes it the second oldest popular secular Christmas song, outdone only by Jingle Bells, which was written in 1857, just a few years earlier. It is also considered to be the first popular Christmas song that focuses primarily on Santa Claus. According to Reader's Digest, Hanby probably got the idea about this Santa and the sleigh and the whole thing because of the Clement Moore 1822 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And, you know, people love this song. It's been around. Can you imagine that this is the second oldest Christmas song, non-religious Christmas song that we've been singing? Who knew? I didn't certainly didn't know that. It's been the subject of TV movies and books and all kinds of neat stuff. A little bit of controversy on what the meaning was, too, because, you know, the words go, up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Well, what does that mean? Nobody really knew because it's unclear because it should be reindeer paws, P-A-W-S, or the reindeer paws, as in resting, P-A-U-S-E. Reindeer don't have paws. They do not have paws. They do, however, paw with their hoofs, and when they got to the rooftop, they would pause and take a break. So can you imagine that people have been discussing that for 150 years, what he meant? So the song has been a popular song forever and ever and ever and ever. And then, wham, here it comes again in 2005 when it was brought back to life by a recording by a young singer named Kimberly Locke. Now, you may remember Kimberly Locke. She was in the 2003 version of American Idol, and she came in number 3. She recorded it on a Christmas album, and it was released in 2005. And again, this simple little song made history. How? Well, the song made it all the way up the holiday charts to number 5. The week before it hit number 5, it was number 32. And that means that was the largest one-week jump into the top 5 in the adult contemporary chart history. How about that? It's also the second longest Billboard holiday adult contemporary song ever. It stayed number 1 on that chart for 4 weeks. I mean, this song just keeps going and going and going. Lawrence Welk had a hit with it with Larry Hooper. Remember him? He was the big deep voiced guy in the Lawrence Welk. He had a hit with it. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Jackson 5, Reba McEntire, George Strait, and on and on and on it goes for a simple little ditty that Kimberly Locke in 2005, 150 years after it was written, put it back on the charts. And that's your 7 o'clock Spotlight Song of the Hour. Here's Kimberly Locke. is Kimberly Locke and our 7 o'clock spotlight song of the hour. Good morning, friends. I am Big Chuck, and I'll be right back.